RSN Central's Form Express.
The first day of this three-day carnival at Swan Hill. What a great carnival it is. And Dean Lester has done the form for us on RSN 927. And let's hear what Dean had to say regarding his best bets on the first of this three-day carnival at Swan Hill.
I think the best bet at a backable price is Spanish Schnitzel. And he's in race 6, number 5. The best value's in the Topaz, race 7, number 6, Dexalation. For the quaddy, the first leg, 5 and 8. The second leg, 5 and 8. The third leg, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 and 10. And in the final leg, 2, 5, 11, 12 and 13. And the play of the day, I'm just going to run those three favourites together in a multi races 4, 5 and 6. I think they're all number 5s. And on the tab at the moment, that comes to about $7.40.
St. Arnica is the odds-on favourite in race number 5 at $1.65. Let's hear from St. Arnica's trainer, Paul Pruska.
Hey, look, he's honest, he's tough, and he's a very sound horse and fit. So like to probably see him ridden. We'll ride him a little bit quieter today, and he'll be nice and strong, I reckon, you know.
And the Golden Topaz, the feature race there for the sprinters this afternoon at Swan Hill. Ginger Jones is at $6.50. And let's hear from his trainer, Andrew Noblett.
It's not too bad. Decent sort of race today. Look, he's going well. More importantly, he's drawn okay. So nice track for him as well. So, he wins sort of when we don't expect him to and juggles his form around a bit. But he's hard to sort of catch, but can't fault the horse. And I thought he was pretty good at Caulfield the other day.
And Demando is a promising filly for Andrew Noblett. She goes around in race number 8. Let's hear what Andrew had to say about her chances.
She's going well, and I thought she'd run better than that at Caulfield last start, but she had excuses there. So hopefully with a decent draw today, she can put herself in the race.
All right, then. Let's have a look at Wagga Wagga this afternoon. Ian Humphreys has done the form for us there, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth.
Take it away with your best bets and then a quaddie, please.
The best mare is race 8, number 13, Meg, an ex-Kiwi mare. She made plenty of ground at her first start over here at Kembla Grange on the heavy track. Getting to 1,600 metres now, I think she'll be very hard to beat. Race 8, number 13. And then we go back to a bit of value then. Back to race 3, number 12, Fioroso. That's had 16 tries and still a maiden, but all those have been in Victoria in stronger maiden. He has placed 6 of those. He did place at Moonee Valley on the heavy ground before going for a spell, so I think this race will suit him today. Race 3, number 12, Fioroso. The quaddie, the first leg, take numbers 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7. Second leg, 5, 6 and 10. Third leg, just number 13, Meg, I think she'll be winning. And in the last 5, 6, 9, 10 and 14.
Great stuff. Good luck, Ian. Thanks for that.
Thanks, mate.
It's a good program there at Dubbo. They're racing on a heavy 10 there, however. And Harry White's done the form for us there at the other meeting in New South Wales. Hello to you, Harry.
Good morning, Gareth.
Where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddie, please?
Look, a few of these runners have come up really short in the meeting. While I've tipped them to win, I don't know if I want to dive in at rock bottom odds. So with that said, I'll make my best. Race 8, number 2, Wild Rocket. That horse and Iger, who both come through the gun of the cup last start, I think that's the right form reference. I think Wild Rocket, who's unbeaten at track and trip, is the on-top selection, relishes wet ground. She gets back. Watch for her flying late, race 8, number 2. And then I'm hoping that there could be some value in race 1, number 7, Velvet Star. I think you can get double-figure odds. Round Stanley last start and the handy maiden. She was a drifter in the market, but has been freshened, goes around with blinkers on. She should be prominent in the run, gets every chance, race 1, number 7. As far as a quaddie goes, first leg, 2, 3, 5, 8. Second leg, 2, 3, 5, 7. Trim up the third leg, numbers 1 and 2. Trim up the last leg, numbers 2 and 3 only.
All right, then. Good luck, Harry. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
They're racing at Dolby in Queensland. Howell Walter joins us now to help us back a winner there in the Sunshine State this afternoon. Good morning, Howard.
G'day, Gareth.
Take it away, mate.
Look, race 1, number 10, Princess Cavallo. This track was rated heavy at acceptance time. It's now soft, but they must be giving it, and that's what she wants. She loves this thing out of the track. She maps to settle in the first four run of racing with the claim for Melia Castle. She has only 52.5 on her back, so I thought race 1, number 10, Princess Cavallo. And I'll throw a roughie at you today, Gareth, Friday, see if we can get something in the bank for the weekend. Race 4, number 8, Mocking. An 800-metre race. The majority of the field want to lead. Mocking doesn't. But she's had 6 starts at the 800 for a win and 5 placings, and they can get home late at Dalby at times. So I think at around the $18, she's just worth something small. Race 4, number 8, Mocking. Quadrella at Dalby, first leg, 1, 2, 5, 6, 7, into 1, 2, 7, into 3, 6, 10, into 1, 2, 5, 6, and 8.
All right, then, good luck, Howard. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Harness racing this afternoon, a big 12-race program there at Mildura. The first race is only 13 minutes away. Luke Humphreys has done the form for us. He's also calling the action. Hello to you, Luke.
Yeah, good morning, Gary.
Where do we start with your best bets and then a quaddy, please?
Yeah, the best bet's probably a little bit short now because the main danger is a scratching. So, but there are two we like. Race 6, number 8, La La Land. Hasn't run for about a month, but has shown ability for the New Zealander. Taken some good scalps since crossing the Tasman and freshened up since finishing down the track in a Group 3 last start. So he's a bit short, though, now with the main danger being a scratching. The other one that's a special, though, that I'm actually surprised is not a bit shorter, Benatar. I think it's about 170 on the Sapphic side, so I thought she'd be a bit shorter. That's what she was when I checked this morning anyway. If she's still around then, I think that's a good enough price because she looks the best place for us on the card for a second in that Group 3 victory, Platinum Mare Sprint Championship, or one of the heats of that series they're out on Sunday. And on that effort against that race, she should win race 5. So best is race 6, number 8. Value race 5. Other special is race 5, number 3. The value race 4, number 7, Ashley's Blue Chip, economical draw, has a very fast personal best, easiest race she's running for a while, economical draw, gets a bit of luck, she's a chance. The quaddy race 5, 6, 7, 8, fairly skinny. First leg 3-1 out, second leg 8-1 out, third leg 1-7, and fourth leg pretty open, 2, 3, 5, 7, 9, and 10. Gareth?
All right, then, thanks for that, Luke.
Thanks, mate.
Harness racing tonight at Geelong. Dan Malecki joins us now. Good morning, Dan.
And good morning to you, Gareth.
Take it away with your best bets there at Geelong, please, and then a quaddy, if that's okay.
Oh, my pleasure. Look, I thought maybe a bit of value at the start of the night. I found it difficult to pinpoint what I would consider as a good thing or a best bet for the night. So a couple of at odds. Race 1, number 5, Rose Cooper. Got enough speed to push forward. I think is well placed in this race, and at around the $7 mark, race 1, horse 5. And in race number 2, an improving filly called Copacabana, number 9. She was, I thought she was pretty solid in a much stronger race last Saturday night and is at $12 each way. So I think she's a really good play each way. Race 2, horse number 9, Copacabana. In my quick markets that I've done on the meeting tonight, I had less than half of that price. So I think she's really good value. Race 2, horse 9, Quaddy. First leg, it looks Blue Chip Delight's race to lose, so I suggest take him 1 out. He'll be the shortest price favourite for the night. So that's the first leg of the quaddy, number 9 on its own. Second leg, a bit tougher here. Throw in 1 Wingate Dive, 3 Motor Mate, and also the 9, which is Illawong Paris, 1, 3 and 9. Third leg, 3 Isaac H, 5 Leanne Leanne and 8 Imperial Wiz, 3, 5, 8. And the fourth leg, 5 Sheffield Sparky and 6 Typhoon Stride, 5 and 6 in the last leg. And that is about $8. That's $18 for 100%.
Great stuff, Dan. Good calling at Geelong tonight.
Thanks, Gareth.
Some terrific racing in Victoria when it comes to greyhound racing today. Shepparton, once again, we have heats of the Pink Diamond. And also at Geelong tonight, and George Ferrugia joins us. G'day, George.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. We'll recap a big day yesterday and also last night a little later on as part of the Metroform Express. But Anthony has a party. He'll be joining us as well for the Metroform Express. But he'll play a major part at Shepparton with a couple of exciting young dogs going around at a short price quote.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen already there's 48 finalists of the 96 for the Pink Diamond Series that have been decided from the two provincial meetings last night. And as you said, we'll touch on those a little bit later. But we kick off with Shepparton today, which is one of the meetings where it's just chock-a-block of Pink Diamond heats. I want to mention race 6, number 1, Run Like Jess. This is a champion distance heat. Look, at his best... He's obviously a very talented greyhound. He ran 41.69 at Sandown back in March. He defeated Star Blazer that day. What I like about him, he's got a lot of early speed. Now, The interesting runner for me is Mapunga Warrior. This greyhound ran 29.29 at Sandown last start. It's the first time we've seen him over this type of distance. And I just think Run Like Jess has got probably the form on the board here. There's nothing between him and the market, but we're keen on Run Like Jess. I think he can lead and be pretty hard to beat. The other one I'm keen on, Gareth, race 9, number 1, Mania. I think she's better than her recent form. Her last start off box 1 yielded a pretty solid second. Her provincial form is good. She's got good speed at her best, and I think she'll be hard to beat here, race 9, number 1. That's at Shepparton. Terrific meeting at Geelong as well, including a really good champion sprinter race that we've seen Shimmer Shine win his way through to that final yesterday. But there's a couple that I like. I like one early in the maiden series, race 2, number 5, Gareth, a greyhound called Midday Snooze. It won on debut in 26.13, which on face value people might think, yeah, it's an okay time, but the track was certainly on the slower side last week. The best was only around the 25.90 mark. So for a maiden to do that, it was pretty impressive. What I like too is it hopped a box pretty fast, and I think if you can do that again, will be hard to beat. Race 2, number 5. Of the others, race 7, number 2, Ferdinand Boy, fresh off his Great Horizon win at Sale. A little bit surprised he's $1.80, Gareth, to be honest. I thought he'd be a little bit shorter. Yes, it's a good race. Kiss Your Lips is in it, Junk Food Junkie, Aussie Secret. But I think Ferdinand Boy will be winning. And, of course, in the Champion Stayers race, we also see 5-star. He's too short at $1.40, but really excited to see how he'll go. So really good Pink Diamond racing. I think we'll find out all the 96 finalists that go into this huge grand final night at Bendigo next week.
Can't wait for grand final night because you just don't know where to look these days for... in greyhound racing, because every day there's superstars going around. So looking forward to some action there tonight at Geelong and also at Shepparton. As always, it's a pleasure, Georgie, and we'll catch up with you a little later on.
Talk then, mate.
And that's George Ferrugia, and that is the Form Express for the Friday meeting.